Hi, this is Winners Chapel International, New York. Thank you for downloading our podcast. We hope this inspires you, builds your faith, and motivates you. Please make sure you subscribe to get new messages every week. Enjoy the message.
Tonight, we are speaking on understanding the breakthrough power of praise. Understanding the breakthrough power of praise. And this is the second part. We have laid the foundation last week during our emphasis week that praise focuses on the efficacy of what is written and not what is happening. That's why in everything we can still give thanks to God. And we also emphasized that we do not just praise God for what has happened, we praise God for things to happen. In part 1A, we talk about divine interventions. One of the breakthrough powers of praise is divine intervention. And in part 1B, we said praise provokes supernatural favor. And in part 1C, that praise provokes vengeance in the camp of the enemy. And what a joy, we are revisiting vengeance this coming Sunday. This coming Sunday is our covenant day of vengeance. Praise the Lord. So you get set for God to avenge you of all your enemies. Tonight, by the grace of God, our subtopic is praise releases fresh oil upon believers. Praise releases fresh oil upon believers. Now, we must understand that praise is a covenant platform for encounter with fresh oil. When you see anyone that is constantly being anointed, watch out for the virtue of praise in the life of such individuals. You can never run dry of the anointing when you are a praiser. When you constantly praise God. And I don't mean when you praise God only in the church. When you live a lifestyle of praise, either by simply acknowledging God, oh, Father, I thank you, I give you praise, showing gratitude, or singing and praising and worshiping God, you will always be anointed. That is one vital way that we enjoy anointing of God. In Psalm 92, verse 1 and 2, the Bible says, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. And what happens? Verse 10, then my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. So, fresh oil is preceded by praise. When you are a praiser, permit me to use that word. When you are constantly in praise, praising God, acknowledging God, your life will never lack oil. Now, number two, is important for us to know that fresh oil here connotes the fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit. That is, praise delivers fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit. In Isaiah chapter 61, verse 3, the Bible says, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. That they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. So the more you praise God, the more you are anointed by the Holy Spirit. Now, in Psalm 45, verse 6 to 7, the Bible says, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore, God, thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Anointing always take you above all. That is why I know tonight, as you and I praise God, fresh anointing of the Holy Ghost will come upon us in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, everybody needs this anointing. Just like when you drive a car, it is expected that after certain mileage, you go and change the oil. Because your oil will run dry or become stale. So you need to go and change the oil for better lubrication and better performance of your vehicle. So the same way to live an enjoyable Christian life, we need constant fresh oil. Now, there are different ways of receiving fresh oil. For instance, this coming Sunday is going to be an anointing service. That's one way when the oil comes upon you. But the way you can constantly receive this oil, even when you cannot see it physically, is when you are praising God. Every time you praise God, it's like God is pouring anointing oil upon your life. It's like God is reviving your spirit with his spirit constantly when you praise God. And what is the implication of that? What is in the anointing oil? What is in the anointing that we receive when we praise God? I'm going to take us through four of the benefits of the anointing tonight. Number one, the power of God that destroys yoke is in the anointing oil. The world we live is full of evil. You don't need to offend the evil one before they go against you. Agreed, when you offend someone and he's going against you. But in the world of the evil, not committing an offense is an offense. So to say, well, I'm gentle, I don't trouble anybody, let nobody trouble me. That's not a phrase in the world of the evil. The evil constantly operate whether you trouble them or you don't trouble them. That is why you and I need the anointing. How much more when you now trouble them? When you trouble the evil, you pray down their kingdom, you threaten them all the time, they want to get at you. That's why you and I need constant anointing to break down the yoke, to destroy the yoke. And Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27 says, it will come to pass in that day, the burden will be taken away from off thy shoulder, the yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Therefore tonight, as you praise God into the realm of new anointing, every yoke, every attack, every oppression over your life and destiny will be destroyed. In the name of Jesus, the power of God that destroys the yoke is in the anointing. Now, number two, what's in the anointing? Supernatural breakthroughs. Supernatural breakthroughs. In Isaiah chapter 45, verse 1 to 3, thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holding. So every time you are anointed, God is holding your right hand to subdue nations before him. And I will loose the loins of kings to open before him the two-leaf gates, and the gates shall not be shut. So no gate can be shut against the anointed one. When you are anointed, you have automatic access to every closed gate because you are anointed. There is supernatural breakthroughs. So when men say there is a casting down, there is always a lifting up for you when you are anointed. When there are roadblocks to others, there is always a free highway for anyone that is anointed. It says, I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gate of brass. So there is no gate that can lock out or lock up the anointed. Look at what happened in Nigeria during the lockdown. 10,400 plus churches were built. Praise the Lord. 10,402 churches as at today's count. I thought somebody is clapping for the Lord. Now, when corporations are locked up, when institutions were locked up, when systems were locked up, the church kept advancing, building churches, starting churches. Not 10,000 people, 10,402 structures, churches. That's the anointing. That's what the anointing does. And I saw my father this evening said during Canaan Land service that no, we can't leave this service without thanking God for that. We cannot even wait for Sunday. Because in the first case, that was how it started. Supernatural breakthrough. When you are a persistent, constant, always lead thanksgiver, no door can be shut against you. That's why during this pandemic, our church too here was never locked down for one day. All through the pandemic, our services were holding. The only thing is we didn't open because of government's law. But there was no day we didn't have Wednesday service, we didn't have Sunday service. No day, all through the pandemic. That's supernatural breakthrough. That's why I know in the name of Jesus, where you have experienced breakdown, tonight marks the end of it in the name of Jesus. As you praise God tonight, there will be supernatural breakthroughs for you in your career, in your business, in your health, in your marriage, all areas of your life. And number three, what happens when the anointing comes upon us? Divine health. There is divine health. The anointing brings divine health. In Romans chapter 8, verse 11, the Bible says, if the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is in you, it will quicken your mortal body. That spirit that raised Jesus from death is the anointing of God. So every time you are praising God and the anointing is coming upon you, that spirit that can raise somebody from the dead is coming upon you. So if that same spirit can raise the dead, it can heal the sick. That's why when you see someone that is always thanking God, that is always giving thanks, always praising God, alwaysly, he seldom gets sick because the sickness cannot stay. Because the oil will not make the sickness to be sticky. It's just like natural oil. When you rub a surface with oil, you cannot put something like a glue on it. It will be slippery. So when the anointing comes upon you, it reflects, it deflects sicknesses away. Shout hallelujah. That is why I know as you are anointed afresh tonight, every form of sickness and disease in your body will be completely destroyed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That's why Romans chapter 8 verse 13 says, if you live after the flesh, you will die. But if you through the spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. So the spirit of God destroys every sickness and disease in the body. Everyone connected to this service tonight, under the sound of my voice, that your health is afflicted. As we begin to sing and to praise, you are receiving divine healing. Hear this. Acts chapter 10 verse 38. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good and healing all those that were oppressed of the devil, for the Lord was with him. There is healing power in the anointing. And finally tonight, there is divine protection in the anointing. Divine protection. So when you praise God tonight, you will be anointed afresh for divine protection. In Psalm 105, verse 13 to 15, I love that scripture very well. He said, when they went from one nation to another nation, from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. So that's one principal ingredient in the anointing. Divine protection. Divine protection. So you have no cause to fear. You have no cause to be afraid. All you need is to be anointed. Look at what God said concerning David. I have found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him. The enemy will not exert against him, and I will beat down his foe. God is there fighting your battle. God is there defending you. God is there protecting you. Therefore, I decree in the name of Jesus from today, you will see the hand of God upon your life. You will experience divine protection. Wherever you have suffered attack before, that will be the very last one. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13, Paul said, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. When you seal something, nobody is permitted to tamper with it. Any
tampering, any illegal tampering with it is a criminal offense. Praise the Lord. So when you are anointed, sir, you are sealed with the Holy Ghost. Satan, demons, principalities, powers, they are not permitted to touch you. Therefore, I decree, tonight, as you praise God, you become untouchable, unmolestable, unharassable, undefeatable, ever winning, ever breaking through, ever successful, ever enjoying divine health. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. In the name of Jesus. Jump to your feet tonight. Lift up your voice. Let's appreciate him. Let's give him praise. It's a practical night. It's a practical night. You just get the basis and we switch to praise. Celebrate him. Magnify him. Begin to recount the blessings of the Lord upon your life. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. It will surprise you what the Lord has done. Give God praise tonight. Magnify him. Celebrate him. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Please take your seat tonight. If you are not born again, there is no way you can praise God into the realm of the anointing. Funnily, somebody said, when you receive the anointing without Christ, it becomes annoyance. So instead of blessing you, it turns otherwise. But that shall not be you in the name of Jesus. Tonight, I want to give you opportunity to receive Jesus Christ. He's the anointed one, and he's the one that can anoint you. Therefore, in the name of Jesus Christ, tonight, as you receive him, you will qualify to praise him into the realm of the anointing. Say this prayer with me. You would like to receive Jesus wherever you are. Say, Jesus, come into my life. I repent of all my sins. Forgive me of my sins. Wash me with your blood that you shed for me on the cross of Calvary. Cleanse me tonight. Purify me. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to thank you for everyone who said the prayer tonight. You said in your word, whoever comes to you, you will not cast out. Jesus, do not cast them out. And I pray in the name of Jesus Christ tonight for everyone who said the prayer, let them begin to experience new life, new beginning. And at the end, let them make it with Jesus when he comes. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Winners Chapel International New York's podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and share the link with your friends and family. Visit us online at www.winnerschapelny.org and fellowship with us online on our YouTube channel, Winners Chapel International New York. Have a blessed week. God loves you. See you next time.